You mentioned the study looking at erlotinib and bevacizumab. Could you kind of summarize what your take was on the Sandler and Herb study and also talk about the randomized trial they're doing now?
It's a very important study because once patients are in the second line setting, their survival times are usually very short. The vast majority of people do not survive a year. It's really unacceptable to induce toxicities in this patient population, particularly when your goal is palliation. And so if you can come up with a regimen which is well tolerated in this group of patients and effective, then that would be ideal. And in the second line setting, you would expect with chemotherapy agents, the response rate to be about 10%, and you'd expect the median survival time to be about 6 to 8 months. And what was interesting with the erlotinib plus bevacizumab data was that the response rate was over 20% and the median survival time exceeded a year. Now, granted, that was a phase 2 study, 2-institution study, but it's still quite remarkable. We don't really have other phase 2 studies that show that good of data, particularly the survival data. So I do think it's appropriate to do a randomized phase 3 study. As you know, erlotinib is approved for second-line treatment, and so I believe the study design is erlotinib with or without bevacizumab.
And I guess also the general take from that study was it seemed to be pretty well tolerated.
Very well tolerated. Obviously, these drugs don't have the same side effect profiles as chemotherapy drugs. They don't typically cause nausea, vomiting, alopecia, diarrhea, mucositis, myelosuppression, etc.
What's your clinical experience with the combination?
I've never given erlotinib and bevacizumab in combination. I have been routinely using bevacizumab in combination with chemotherapy for my good performance first-line patients who are what we call bevacizumab eligible, and I have used erlotinib and before that gefitinib for several years now.